We're reading from the writings by Bala Sulam, page 766 of the Concealment and Revelation. This is a different article. We switched articles, and so we do have this translated. It's the concealment and disclosure of the face of the Creator on page 403 in Kabbalah for the Student. So page 403, Kabbalah for the Student, concealment and disclosure of the face of the Creator. The first concealment. A depiction that the face of the Creator is not revealed, namely that the Creator does not behave with him corresponding to his name, which is good, that doth good, but God forbid the very opposite, for he receives from him torments. Either he is lacking livelihood, or he is in debt to many that make his life miserable, and he is full of worries all day long, or, God forbid, he suffers illnesses, and he is not respected among people, and whatever he starts, he can't finish, and all day long he is unsatisfied. Possible that there are people who are not in this state. Our world, in our world, I also see people who are happy, glad. According to the survey, people say everything is fine, the future is pink. We are experts in this. Our will to receive somehow places a person in the least, well, in the state that you suffer least. This is how our protective force works. We see people who are in different terrible, horrible states. I've seen people in concentration camps, people that went through the Holocaust, different states. They came out of prison many times. It's not that terrible. Especially in these things, it's not terrible because they feel that this is how the environment is. If I'm in an environment where everyone suffers, then I feel myself like all the others. I measure myself with respect to them, and then I don't feel that I suffer because I suffer only with respect to others. The more they have and the less I have, this is what the suffering, this is where the suffering comes from. But if everyone is starving, I feel myself as a beast also that is lacking, but I'm not in some kind of a mental trouble. And if I was supposed to earn $100 million and I earned only $10 million, I'm really in the pits. I'm suffering. I'm prepared to destroy the whole world. You have $10 million instead of 100. So what? It's $10 million. No. I always measure myself with respect to the environment, with respect to that which I measure, and therefore I feel myself so poorly. And he says the concealment and revelation with respect to whom? Simply man or a beast or a person who is in his ordinary life. What revelation concealment? He doesn't feel that he is in revelation and concealment at all. So we can say that gradually or in the first phase that we already to reach the state where we must reveal the Creator and we must reveal that we are in concealment, then we gradually start to reveal the reason. Why do we feel bad? Probably something is concealed. Probably there is something that this is not revealed, attracted to something, and so on. It's not that obvious yet. So what he tells us here about the concealment is that the Creator is not revealed. I know what is the revelation of the Creator and what it means that his face is concealed. I have no idea what that is. Meaning, we can say what concealment is only with respect to revelation. There can't be one without the other. Namely, that the Creator does not behave according to His name, which is good that does good. Can I correctly depict what good that does good is and what is something that isn't in the spiritual sense of it? Not corresponding to what I'm lacking. We're not talking about all the riches and fulfillments of this world, but if I am in spirituality and am in concealment, it's possible to say that I'm in exile and concealment from the Creator. And what is revelation? Revelation that bestowal is good. Meaning the revelation, it comes by my correction. If I won't correct myself that bestowal is good, then I won't feel that I'm going into exile. There is no revelation or redemption. There is no concealment or exile outside of man's externality. I've corrected myself. I feel myself now in the same condition. Nothing changes. I've corrected myself. I feel myself now immersed in good. I haven't corrected myself. Then my state, my kelim, are in exile. I'm in exile. All the light, the good that does good, that has to shine upon my vessels, or with respect to my vessels of bestowal. And if I'm in the vessels of reception, I feel darkness. So, again, the exile and redemption depend on my internality, on my condition, my state. I'm in the light of infinity, constantly in the world of Ein Sof. Meaning, he tells us, when he says concealment, then I'm in a state of concealment. I conceal myself. And there's plenty of light here. Plenty of light. I can't see it because I don't have the light of Chassadim in order to see the light of Chokhmah. Therefore, instead of the light that is supposed to shine, it is called darkness. It's good that at least it is called dark, because the dark is a feeling that I'm lacking the correction. But there is another state before the darkness. It's a subconscious state, phase, where I neither feel the darkness. Clear? So again, we're returning to man's inner state and not from the outside, that I have to climb some steps or open something from the outside, but everything I have to open is on the inside. My corrections are on the inside. My desires, they will want to bestow. Then they will reveal that I'm in utter light. Won't want to bestow, possible that I will see nothing besides this necessary existence called this world, or I will feel darkness. Darkness is already a phase before the revelation. It's the feel of exile, before the redemption. And this is how we're advancing. Exile, redemption. Exile and redemption are general state in the, our state in the general advancement is we have the four redemptions and four exiles. We are now at the end of the final exile before the final redemption. and therefore it is called the full, whole redemption. And all this is only in our inner corrections. All the worlds, the concealments, they are within a person. And the person is always before the Creator, the light of infinity. All the limitations, the degrees are in us. So, let's read it again. Single concealment. The face of the Creator is concealed. This is how a person who is in a single concealment, this is how he feels. This is what he determines. Namely, that the Creator does not behave with him corresponding to his name, which is good, that does good. But, God forbid, the very opposite. Meaning that I know that the Creator is good, that does good, and I have to change and improve, and to also be in order to bestow, and corresponding to the law of equivalence of form will I reveal him as good. And now, as a result of being opposite to him, I reveal him as evil. I'm aware of this, I understand this, but in the way I feel, I don't see it this way. Not what I see, but the way I feel about it. It's the difference between what I want and what I have. There I understand that something's wrong, and this is what my desires, they demand. Sometimes we're angry at someone, or we do something, and in my desire, I know that this is what I want. In my mind, I know that I'm wrong, but I can't compare the two. I can't bring the two into equilibrium. So a person, he is aware here that he is in concealment with respect to the state of revelation that he depicts as right, true, correct. Because he receives suffering and torments from him. This is what he feels. Or he is lacking livelihood and he has many people he is in debt to. They bitter his life and he is full of worries all day long. Or he suffers illnesses and he is not respected at all by anyone. Any plan he starts, he can't finish. And the whole day long, he is walking around without any satisfaction. He is aware in his uncorrected vessels that this is how he feels the Creator towards him. He doesn't blame the Creator for this, but he says that I'm wicked and the Creator is righteous, but for the time being I can't do anything about myself. This is the situation.
Also in our lives, he's right, but I can't agree with him. I can't submit myself. This is the situation, meaning every situation is on its own, but you should be aware of it. Is that clear? It's not clear to you?
No.
Okay, so ask. The suffering that he describes here, this is a corporal suffering, simple suffering, but he says that this is as a result because the Creator is concealed. He's not talking about the common people from the street. He's saying the following: the landlord is shouting at me, my wife, she's shouting at me, and I'm sick, and something else is wrong, and I lost here and there. I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm saying that this is the Creator which is concealed, and this is why I'm in such a bad condition. This is why my landlord is shouting at me, my wife, kids, my health, etc., everywhere. Why? Because I am in concealment from the Creator. The upper light doesn't come to me. It has to come from the whole world. Love, connection, success, what I have is the opposite. So the difference between someone unconscious to a person who is in concealment is that he knows that he is in concealment and he understands how to come out of the concealment. The concealment depends on his corrupted vessels. Therefore, the Creator, corresponding his corrupted vessel, is opposite to him. He is in reception, the Creator is in bestowal. And then a person feels from the upper providence, he feels the opposite way. That it's not that he's good and benevolent, as he says, meaning that the Creator does not behave to him according to his name, good and benevolent, rather the opposite, seemingly. So he's aware of all of that. And still, he can't do anything about it. This is a kind of situation. This is a picture from life. There's a difference whether he suffers from being in disparity of form from the Creator. He knows like he's like this and the Creator is like that, or whether he suffers from his ordinary desires, and he says, as you have said, what do you mean that he suffers from ordinary desires? All the desires are under the control of the Creator and the light. All these desires, if the light shines on them more, then everything is fine. If it shines less, then everything is wrong. The light shines more, then I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm successful. The light shines less, then I'm sick, I'm losing money, etc., etc., etc. So what is the problem? Everything depends on the extent that the light shines on the vessels. But there is also a suffering from a specific discernment that I'm opposite to the Creator. And this is why I suffer from. Perhaps everything else is fine. This is my question. There is this picture which stands on its own, where I determine inside my vessels that my vessels are empty or full. What are they empty or full with from the light of Chochmah or the light of Chassadim? Whether it is with respect to the Creator or myself, egoistically or in order to bestow, but these discernments have to be whole, complete discernments. The concealment, it is also a clear discernment of a person who is in concealment. He is not detached. He knows and he determines, he understands and he feels that he is opposite to the Creator. And then he determines what he feels and what he has to feel in his corrected vessels. He's not saying that in his corrected vessels, I will be filled and I will feel great. No, he says, no, in my corrected vessels, nothing won't come to me, but I will feel myself connected to the Creator, and that will be the good thing. Meaning, it's not that I will be filled in my vessels of reception. I will be filled with my vessels of bestowal. He understands all this. This is a good concealment. And a person here has the ability from here onward to jump to the corrected situation. Meaning, it's not that I'm going to feel myself. I'm going to justify the Creator that also in that situation he's good and benevolent. And over that work, all of a sudden, he begins to correct his vessels and determine that nothing in the vessels will change. He adds the revelation of the Creator, and then everything is filled up. But again, he is ready to receive the revelation of the Creator and to fulfill himself, but not because then he will feel good and comfortable. He's not doing it for that purpose. Otherwise, it will be in order to receive. He's looking for a way to transcend. And in that way, a person doesn't see the face, the good face of the Creator, the good that we receive and straight from the Creator, that is called his face, his panim. But he doesn't see it, but he knows that he doesn't see those things, this face. The Creator is not revealed, because a person actually feels bad, and the Creator cannot be revealed as the root of bad to men. Of course, if he believes that anyway the Creator turned around all those things for him, either because of a punishment for the sins he made or in order to benefit in the end. As it says, the Lord shall prove he who loves, and indeed the Creator really turns everything around for the future's sake, in order to correct the person, not as a punishment for the past. But a person might think that it comes because of the past. God forbid, nothing comes to us as a result of the past. There is never any punishment. Oh, I did something and now I'm being punished. This is nonsense. Rather, it is always aimed to the future in order to teach me and direct me. And therefore, only a person might think like this, that I receive a punishment for the past or that it is coming to me in order to direct me for the future's sake, so he can determine either way. And also, the righteous, their beginning are sufferings, because the Creator, he wants to give them eventually peacefulness. So by the restrictions that a person feels, it's not that the Creator is giving him sufferings. Rather, a person himself, when he's in uncorrected situations towards the light, he identifies himself that he still didn't correct himself, and to the extent that he did not correct himself, these feelings are revealed that he is opposite to the light and he feels it as suffering. So the sufferings, they are revealed in a place, in a way that I can protect myself, I can correct myself, I can better my situation. It's like I feel that I'm burning up all of a sudden, so I move away immediately. So I felt suffering. Was it punishment? No. It was the right feeling for me to protect myself, to correct my situation. And it's the same with every situation and everything. I have such discernments. Every time I have new desires awakening in me, and they are called reshimot. On top of these reshimot, I discover myself compared to the light in new situation. Every reshimot has 613 desires. That has everything. Every reshimot is my next situation. Only I have to realize by myself the reshimot and bring myself in practice to the next stage. But the reshimot contains the entire information over the next stage. I gradually begin to feel how I have to come to that next situation, to the realization of the reshimot, and then I begin to feel this is wrong, that is wrong, that is bad, in different ways, and I always have to decode those bad feelings as helping feelings, a help against him. And then to correct this, to change here, to change that. But the problem is that people do not want to change. The problem here is that here a person needs the society, the study. He needs self-change, that I have to change myself. I feel from this and that, I'm going to kill my landlord, I'm going to shout at my wife. No. Without the support of the environment, we cannot persuade ourselves that we have to change. So here we should really have a supporting environment, a great support of the environment, because a person, until he agrees that he's wrong, there should be great, great help here. But he's not failed in saying that all of that came to him from blind faith and from nature, God forbid. Meaning, he decodes the situation correctly. He says it's not because of my landlord, my wife, or anything else. Rather, there is one cause, and that is the Creator who is good and benevolent, the Absolute. And what is revealed in me, different qualities, desires, discernments are revealed in me which are opposite to him. And therefore I feel myself every time bad, meaning all the bad feelings. This is my oppositeness to the light, to the Creator. And then I have to correct myself immediately. And the sign is that I come to goodness, to the goodness, because I feel that the Creator is shining, that we are face to face with Him. But it doesn't fail in saying that all that came to him from blind faith or nature, God forbid, without any knowledge. Rather, he strengthened his belief that the Creator turned around all those things in his providence, all of that. And then it is considered that he sees anyway the behind of the Creator. He explains what the behind is. My beloved is like a gazelle, like the gazelle is running away, but he's looking backward, and in his backward, the Creator is inviting him, seemingly, to come closer to him. And these reshimot which awaken in us and bring us the feeling of the uncorrected situation, basically they awaken in us the truth, our true situation, our true condition. Only we have to, one, to belong all this evilness, all this unpleasantness to one source, which is the good and benevolent. And I am the factor here, I am the cause of every bad feeling here. And by the study of Kabbalah and by the group, I can strengthen and convince myself, persuade myself to change, and then I turn to that light to change me. But first of all, I have to agree with it that I have to change. Yes, Gershon, or isn't it so? What is the act of correction? To turn to the Creator? Or to identify my situation that I'm opposite to Him and I suffer as a result? If you identify that you're opposite and you suffer without the Creator, then how can it be? Whom are you opposite to? It should be compared to something. From whom? There is this thing that you say here that you have to turn to. What does it mean to turn to address someone? It means that I do not depend the correction upon myself. I have to change, but I have to come to a situation that I'm incapable of changing myself. I give up. And the society helps me to understand that it is not me who's going to change myself. But by not changing myself, I'm not going to go to the craftsman who made me. I'm telling it to myself that I have to address him. And then I'm asking him to change me. What is this whole thing for? What do I have to address him? Why do I have to ask for it? Because I want to come to adhesion with him. I don't want to feel good. I want to be adhered to him. See how many things we have to change here. How many discernments needs to change in us, and all of them are in the same direction, from reception towards bestowal.
It's not that he'll change. Why doesn't he give me? Why isn't he revealed? Why do I deserve this? Etc., etc. He gives you everything. But you don't deserve it. Why don't I deserve it? I eat myself, and this is wrong, that is wrong. You're wrong by the thing that is wrong is that you're not asking. How can I ask? I have no one to turn to. It's like a wall. Who do you turn to? There has to be a group, a society that strengthens me. And that's it. And it works. I have toiled and I have found. You have nothing else you can say about this. I've told him I found. If you exert yourself correctly, then you find. Yes, Mayo. A person who undergoes his whole process, but he has cancer, his wife threw him from home, or she or whatever. The moment this happens, all these things come to an end. Not necessarily. So it's regardless if I shift on into bestowal. These torments, they don't disappear. I simply don't feel this as suffering. Also, so how can I say that a person who is in this state, how can he say that it is good, that he is good, that does good? If the Creator is revealed, then he'll say that he's good, that does good. With the cancer and bankruptcy and whatever. The example is Rabbi Akiva. Otherwise, it's not called a revelation. What does it mean that the Creator is revealed? I reveal within myself the quality of bestowal beyond all my will to receive, and this is what I feel. I have to feel in my bones, along with the torments and everything else, I have to feel that I am in good. Otherwise, how can I bless? The vessel, our vessels of reception, this is kind of hard to understand. Our vessels of reception are never fulfilled. There was the first restriction. It's never canceled. What is fulfilled are the vessels you build out of the vessels of reception, the vessels of bestowal. They're fulfilled by the light of Chokhmah. These are the same vessels or not? My belly will be full or not? Yes, on condition that you feel that your belly enjoys, because he enjoys, because the landlord enjoys. The other me will enjoy, that enjoys because the landlord enjoys. And wanting to eat? No. So I'll be satisfied. I'll be satiated. Yes. How? By building new vessels out of your vessels. But not by the previous ones. This means this world compared with the next world. But it'll come. Elman from Philadelphia is asking a classical question that repeats itself. What does it mean to turn to the group? Turning to society, it means that a person who is helpless, he is drowning at sea, he is in some terrible state, he's starving. And he finds out that around him there are people who have a good heart and they have all that he needs. Only he has to turn to them, he has to ask, he has to show himself as someone who anticipates to get help from them. So if he knows that by him turning to them, for sure he'll receive from them. He doesn't need them to agree. It depends only on him. The society and the Creator are one and the same. If I cancel myself with respect to the group, if I aim myself at receiving help from the group, then I do. It doesn't depend on them. I turn to their internality, which is infinity. So prior to this, I have to be in a great need, despaired of myself, and a certainty that through them I can do this. From them I can receive support and arvut and the forces and everything. When I cancel myself towards them this way, for sure I succeed 100%. We connect with the group. By our connection to the group, we do not cancel ourselves. I and them, we together are tied as equals. This does not mean that I'm included in society, in the group. The seed in the ground that wants to grow, first of all, it rots in the ground. By rotting, this is what how a person subjugates himself before the group, for the society to completely influence him and change his opinion. This means to be included in this new environment, that from the rotten seed comes out a plant, and not before. I think that I connect to the others, and together we build in a company and this and that. It does not mean that I'm included of them. Included, it means that I rot myself, decay myself, in short, cancel myself, like a seed that rots in the ground, that decays in the ground. The seed does it itself. The seed cancels itself, subjugates itself, and then the environment can influence him by all that it has, exactly to the extent to which it cancels. This is what it can influence him by. Meaning, a person here, he learns what's wrong in him. What does he have to receive from the group? What minerals, what moisture, what warmth, what things, oxygen, everything. How much does he have to receive from the environment? He has to decay himself in order to absorb all these influences. And we think that society is simply so in vain, something less than me. I don't understand that all the forces, all these minerals, all the moisture, the warmth, the oxygen is in the environment and not in me. In me remains only the Rishimo. And that's all there is to it. And besides the Rishimo, everything comes from the environment. Why? Because only by the connection to them is this system built. My Rishimo will connect only, this is your place in the system. But the place, the actions, and the reciprocal work, this is something that I get from the environment. Say you put a single cell in a body. So the body starts working on it. We cancel this cell on purpose, the protective force of the body. We hope it takes it. If we're, say we underwent transplantation, so we must cancel this force of resistance, of collision between them, and only then do these organs connect. This subjugation of the power of the ego, the power of the ego of whatever you transplant, this is what we have to do. This is what I want to decay. And then they connect me to the extent to which I cancel myself. Meaning that this is a question that repeats itself. I don't know. Ask. I think that these are the same words. Yes? It sounds to me kind of the same. It's like I know that the Creator is good, that does good, and the problem is with me. And I know that the society is good, but I have to cancel myself. So the problem stays. What? You wanted the problem to be in someone else? No, I want a solution. To cancel myself with respect to the group, it's like saying that I know that the Creator is good and benevolent, but I don't feel it. A person, he studies in between. He is included, immersed in the group somehow. It influences him. The light influences. and achieves, he achieves what I tell you about. First the words, afterwards the action, realization. It can't all be at once. You're right that according to what you know, to what you understand, you can't find the powers for cancellation, even agreeing to it. The light gradually brings you to all these discernments here, and any action comes from the light. This is the discernment. That which depends on you, like a baby. Try. But you're right. You're right. That's true. There's no desire. But it'll come. Moshe from Mexico says, I have no group. I'm sitting there in Mexico. He chose to do this. The wise guy. I know you. True, I know you. If I cancel myself with respect to you, is it enough? Cancel. How? Subjugate how? It's an illusion. He has to subjugate himself, but not with respect to me. I'm not an environment for him. He has to connect to others. He has to feel them together. He has to want to be incorporated with them. It doesn't matter that he is in a physical distance from them. It has nothing to do with the distance. It has to be a connection in heart. It has to be a connection in the inner feeling, in spirituality. As much as I care, he can stay in Mexico. That's his concern. But what I don't understand is, why doesn't he come here sometimes? We see we had two friends from Italy recently, two friends from Germany, from Spain, from Moscow always. We have some people here. We constantly have guests from our friends from around the world that come here to be with us. In my opinion, he can do this. He can take a vacation and come here. He has the opportunity to do this. And many of our friends don't have the opportunity to do it. They neither have the freedom to do it, the vacation, the visas, and he is capable of doing it. Why doesn't he come? He has to be inspired. He has to come to congresses. He has to come to meetings or come here for several weeks. Like people, they come here, they're inspired by it, start to connect, and they continue the connection. There's an additional question here. Why do we always talk about the turning of the individual? The group feels the individual, but we do have people that are responsible. We have a mechanism that is responsible to see whether people come or don't come. Does someone have a problem or not? We have these things, but eventually the group can't oblige and can't determine for a person to be or not to be in a group. And we see this in free choice, the way Bala Sulam depicts the work. He depicts it only with respect of man towards the group and not group towards man. The group has to hold itself so that it is ready to accept him, warmly support him, and provide him with the power of the Arvut. This is what the group has to care for, but not to draw a person into it. And not to draw him closer because it advances and offers him different corporeal benefits. Not at all. This could also be a serious obstacle for him. He'll come from, and he'll see you here. It's nice, pleasant, warm. That's not good either. You confuse him. It will be very hard for him later. He has to come from a relatively very unappealing state. Nothing in life works. In order to ease the true attitude towards him as much as possible. If he comes here and suddenly he sees here all riches and everything's great, it's the ego, his ego, that starts to pull him, and he's in a lie. There are plenty of things that the group has to build here and scrutinize, but in the connection with the group, the way if a group is built correctly, it doesn't pull a person in, but a person has to penetrate. Did you ever see how a sperm penetrates the egg? It's one in a million, and what forces, what powers it needs in order to penetrate. It's like in those movies about the conception. Yes, Bensi. How does society, or how can a person, obviously by the group, develop his vessels of reception? It's cancellation, nullification. There are several things. There is the subjugation and the mitigation and the connection and donating to the group and the feeling of darvut, to accept friends, to see them as the greatest of the generation, as small that he can bestow onto. There are plenty of forms and of relation between man and the group. Yes. So it turns out that the very same words that are said about the Creator are also said about the group, said about the Creator and the group, the same words. So how is the group something more revealed to us? How is it a more effective tool for us than the Creator if it's the same words, the same attitude? The group cannot be the power of correction for you. Only the power of scrutiny. For the power of correction, you'll have to turn to the Creator through it. The group is the adapter between you and the Creator. The group is the kli of the achap, of the upper. If you connect to them, by this you're connected to the galgalta and enayim of the achap, of the upper. The galgalta of enayim of the upper that is in touch with you is the achap, the society. You can't, there is no other way. We learn that the achap of any upper comes down and enters the lower, the man. Where is this? It happens in the group, to the extent to which I feel myself connected or unconnected to the others. I reveal my kli on a higher degree. I ask the Creator to connect me to them, and I connect to my 10 sefirot in order to bestow. And there I receive the revelation. The group is the kli, the upper kli that is revealed. It's the Creator. Who is the Creator? It's the Gagalta Ananayim. And where is he revealed? In my chap, where I'm connected to him. This is me. And this is the group. As the chap of the upper. And there's the Gagalta Ananayim of the upper here, the Creator. And then I have to incorporate in the group, and to the extent to which I'm incorporated in them, then I ascend, or not ascend, get a revelation, but I receive the revelation in a clean, this achap. Therefore, Israel, light, and kucha brichu, man with the group with upper light, only this way. Where will I receive the revelation of the Creator if I don't have a kli? The kli is supposed to be that I collect the broken pieces. I put it back together. We are reaching the end of our lesson. I'm very surprised that this article, it really It awakens many things. Very good. We'll continue tomorrow. No problem. I can, you know, read it from the start. There are other things here that will be revealed. The first concealment is actually the closest state. It's our state, the problematic state in which we are. And therefore, it is so... It awakens all these questions in us. Whereas the other states, they are a bit more theoretical than our state. So by this we conclude for the time being. And announcements. To all the friends of the world, glee. The virtual lesson that used to be Thursday, the virtual lesson for Europe. It now moved to Saturday, 8:30, and it is no longer only a lesson for Europe, but it is a social group lesson for the whole world, glee, so everyone is invited. And we invite all our viewers to the interactive, live broadcast, 7 p.m. Israel time. You can ask questions, 1-700-509-209. All the best. By the way, this show is translated.
שבור של נקודות שפורצות מתוך